It's time.
Anybody here?
Gossip.
Celebrity.
Gossip. Hollywood.
Gossip.
It's that time to dish again.
Celebrity gossip is coming up next.
Mm-hmm, I know that's right.
So, at 17 years old, John Stamos nearly joined Scientology after being invited by a classmate. Take a listen.
He brought me in there, and there was this guy, they said, come over here, and they have this e-meter where you're holding these two cans. So I started, you know, hello, you know, like, the,
yes.
And there's like, I was doing a Peabody in the Wayback Machine, uh-huh. You know, Sherman and Peabody.
Yep.
And they didn't like that. And then I was just so much, they said, get out, get go. And they just kind of kicked me out.
Oh my God. So you're telling me that they didn't let you into Scientology because you were messing around too much?
Yeah. You think
so? You were too annoying for Scientology.
Yeah, that's pretty bad. I must have been terrible.
Oh, thank goodness, because imagine life without John Stamos. I don't remember hearing anyone say they wanted a romantic comedy starring Kristen Bell and Adam Brody, which is probably why they called it Nobody Wants This. And on that note, Angelina Jolie described her role as an opera singer, Maria Callas, in the film Maria.
I trained for months, but my first days, he was very good to me in that we started in a more intimate first with very few crew members, and we ended at La Scala with everyone. So I had a little time to get my nerve together. But this is the hardest thing I've ever done. I was terrified.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so another mother in the Daily Dust today. Paris Hilton was criticized for letting her one-year-old son run around on a boat without a life jacket. Why is this shocking people? Sam Neill became emotional when talking about his parents. He was asked the greatest lesson that he learned, and the Jurassic Park star kind of had to gather himself.
Oh, wow. That's a really interesting question. I think there were, I don't know why the question has moved me so much, but it has.
Yeah, I don't know the answer. Flava Flav is following in Snoop Dogg's footsteps. The rapper said he's applied to be one of the torchbearers for the 2028 Olympics in Los Angeles. And T-Boz Watkins refuted claims that she's using Ozempic for weight loss after canceling concerts due to an abdominal blockage.
No, I'm not on Ozempic. Everybody and every celeb ain't on Ozempic. I just want to say the ignorance is just like disheartening to me, because I would just pray for people, or if I don't have nothing to say, I would just shut the up and say nothing at all. But y'all don't know how to do that. So anyway.
Yeah. So anyway, speaking of dirt and the dirt alert, Tori Spelling shared a parenting tip on her podcast with her guest, Debbie Gibson.
It's so bad. I've gotten so lazy with my youngest one because there's so many that at night I put him in his clothes for the next day and convinced him that it's cool to do that.
Yeah. She went on to kind of joke around about how he skips his bath. And I was like, why are you talking about this on a podcast? Imagine what he's going to feel like when he's in high school. Oh, and we have a Kardashian alert. You're welcome. So it's not really just a Kardashian alert. Glenn Close is out on the red carpet promoting her new movie, The Deliverance, which starts streaming on Netflix today. But the acting icon is set to star with Kim Kardashian in the show All's Fair. Again, Kim playing a lawyer. Glenn says she's still figuring out her character.
We're still in the process. We don't start shooting until the end of September. And still in the process of finding her.
Yeah, I don't even really know what to say about that. Because Glenn Close and Kim Kardashian. I did not have that on my 2024 bingo card, people. That's the Daily Dust, and it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance, Morning Go, and B104.3. I'm so sorry.